Take it away, whoever's first.
Senator Miramont, Representative McCrate, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I'm Kathleen Layden, and I work for Commissioner Kelleher in DMR's Bureau of Policy and Management. Together with Heather, I co-chair the Marine Climate Council, or excuse me, the Maine Climate Council's Working Group on Coastal and Marine Resources. Now, in 10 minutes and 10 slides, I promise you, we're going to discuss selected recommendations from the working group that are included in Maine Won't Wait, the state's new climate plan. Again, this is a really quick tour, and there are more than 100 pages of detailed work on the coastal and marine recommendations that I will put up on the last slide. Advance, please, Lynn. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I've got all kinds of, there we go. I've got multiple screens here at Hollowell Central Office of the DMR. So this is a graphic of the Maine Climate Council writ large. This was the group of more than 39 folks who worked with 230 additional others on working groups and stakeholders and an expert science and technical committee. And we're gonna be working in the, I highlighted coastal and marine to stand out there. You can see in the structure where we are in the work groups, and that's what we're gonna focus on today. Next, please. So at the top of this slide, before the line, those are the climate goals that have been proposed in legislation to achieve state carbon neutrality by 2045 and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by the percentages and the years and the baseline noted on the right. Today, though, we're going to be talking about adaptation, that bottom part of the slide. How can we ensure that Maine people, industries, and communities are resilient to the impacts of climate change? Next slide. So the legislation that created the Maine Climate Council and directed the work of the Coastal and Marine Working Group was really focused on opportunities. As we adapt, given climate change, different climate change scenarios, what positives can we get out of this? What are the opportunities? So in this slide, and I'm just going to read it, some of our recommendations focus around technical assistance to marine-related businesses and coastal municipalities. Next, so that technical assistance, the outcome will be that businesses and towns have the ability to plan and adapt. Next, to the right, nature-based solutions. They'll offer communities the built environment some resiliency. We think nature-based solutions will create jobs, preserve open space, save money, and have a whole lot of co-benefits for public access and recreation. To the right, we see new and emerging seafood opportunities. And then finally, we think that climate resilience can create jobs and products for Maine ports as they adapt to changing climate. And Heather, I'm going to turn it over to you for the next slide.